And welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
We're glad you're back with us on the broadcast this week, and we're glad that you've tuned in. We're going to take a break from our study in John and deal with some things that are going on in our county, and pray that the Lord will help us to understand from His Word what the Lord believes, what the Lord says is right, and the Lord would even help and intervene in these things that are going on in our county. This is all my subject and what I'm wanting to deal with this morning and the next several broadcasts is this issue of pole dancing down in Adairville. It's a wicked thing. I believe the Word of God backs that up. And we sure don't need it in our county. And for everyone that's a child of God in Logan County, we need to be praying that the Lord would defeat this thing and that this pole dancing would not come into the county. I certainly believe that that if it does, if it is allowed there to come to Adairville, at that place down there south of Adairville, if it's allowed to come there, the next stop will be Russellville. It won't just be one place, but it'll end up being several places in the county. And may the Lord help His people in Logan County to pray, to seek the Lord's face, and even to be vocal in a right good way, and the way that the Lord would be pleased to stand against this wickedness. Those people that are there that are seeking this, have no ill will towards them, don't hate them in any way, don't agree with them in their pursuits, but I don't believe that we need this in our county. It's just a wicked way, and it won't lead to good things. It certainly is not a righteous thing. It won't lead to righteousness, but it'll just be a continuance of wickedness, iniquity, and sin before God. We just don't need it. As I understand, it's been brought to be a constitutional issue now, and a freedom of speech issue. And I don't see that myself as being appropriate. Freedom of speech is to be able to say those things that you believe, and we have that freedom in our country. The Constitution guarantees that freedom. But as would be said, this expression or even this art form, I think it goes into that which is lewd and ungodly, and I don't believe that that's covered by that free speech thing personally. Some might say, "Well, Brother Jim, you know, you're dealing with a political issue here." No, not dealing with a political issue. It is involved with facets of our government that'll make the decision about this, but this is a moral issue. This is a moral issue, and moral issues are dealt with by the Lord, and even the correct operation of government is dealt with by the Lord in the Scripture. And so we're just going to take a look at this thing from the standpoint of a moral issue, and pray that the Lord would help and bless and intervene, and that there might be a stand for righteousness here in Logan County, Kentucky. I pray that that'd be the case. We need to pray for those involved, those officials that are involved. We need to pray for them and pray that the Lord would help them to see and to do what's right and have the courage to do so. And it will take courage for them to do so. I appreciate the courage of our officials already that have stood for what's right, and I'm thankful for that. And so if you're a child of God and you claim the name of Christ, you say and claim that you have the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, tell you what, you need to take this and put it on the front of your list, the top of your list, as items to pray for, that the Lord would help us in our county. I invite you, if you have your Bibles, you want to follow along in the Bible, you can turn over to Matthew chapter 24, let's read a passage here, and I think it's certainly appropriate in this. And this is directed to these folks. The disciples are there with the Lord Jesus, and he makes this statement here in Matthew chapter 24, verse number 12. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. And we certainly live in that day. We're faced with a situation that iniquity would be increased here in our county with this issue. And, you know, how is it with the people of God, those that claim the name of Christ, those that claim to have the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior? Will our love for the Lord cause us to stand and to make our voices heard regarding this issue? Or will we just cower back and say that it's in the hands of the government and you know, they've got to decide what they see right, and they do have a responsibility to do what's right, but shall we just sit back on our laurels? I think because of that, we have many things that have come about in our nation and even in our own county and state that have taken place because the people of God have not stood. We have abortion in this country, publicly financed, governmentally financed by our tax dollars, financed abortion. And that's an abomination before God. 50 million plus babies killed by this terrible, terrible deed of abortion, this terrible thing of abortion. And then everything that is pursued to reverse that course is just diabolically opposed in our state and in our nation. And because of our love for the Lord, the people of God's love for the Lord, and this abounding of iniquity, we've just become cold and won't speak, won't witness to the truth. The people of God in the scripture, and the Lord Jesus Christ said it, we're called to be salt and light. And I heard an interesting brother say something interesting, very interesting the other day, that salt creates a thirst. And because we as the people of God, we haven't been a witness of salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ and a witness of following that which is right and righteous and moral before our Lord and our God, we've not created a thirst in our nation, but rather there's been a dearth, a drought of the truth. And so men have done what has made sense to them, and we've got these things, abortion, all gambling. We've got there was a time that gambling was just out in the and out west in Nevada, and now we have gambling on nearly every street corner in town through the lottery and such as that. The sins of our nation are a reproach to us. And may the Lord forgive us. May the Lord forgive us as a nation. And now the lackadaisicalness maybe that we've had here in Logan County about things in times past, and I know there's many under the hearing of my voice that would say that they would be against abortion, they would be against gambling and the lottery and such as that. But have we made our voices heard, and have we taken a stand for what's right, or have we just gotten cold in our love for the Lord, our love for righteousness, because it just seems that iniquity is abounding more and more? May the Lord help us that we would stand and there would at least be a voice heard. It's the same thing. We've got it right here in our laps here, this situation about the pole dancing. And so, well, Brother Jim, you know, I don't have any responsibility, no purview to make a decision in this. True, it is in the hands of the officials, and they will do what they seem right. But we who are the Lord's children, we have the God of heaven, the God that created heaven and earth and all things that exist. We have the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, and He is able to do the impossible. When the disciples heard the Lord saying that it's impossible for a man to save himself, the Lord said there about the rich young ruler who went away disappointed because the Lord had told him to sell all of his goods, give it to the poor, and come and follow, come and receive that one thing that he lacked, and that was the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord said to them, it's very it's nigh to impossible for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. It's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of heaven. And the disciples said, well, who then can be saved? And the Lord Jesus says, so, well, with men it's impossible, but with God all things are possible. And so we need to pray. We need to pray that the Lord would work in these things, and that the Lord would even spare us from this iniquity. Will it be here in our county that one of the professions that our young women can pursue will be that of an exotic dancer? Will the in days to come, will the statistics show that as far as employment goes and employment for women, that one of the things that a woman can pursue here in Logan County would be that of an exotic dancer? And will that be pleasing to God Almighty? Does God support? Does the Lord Jesus, would he ever go to an exotic dance hall? I don't believe that he would. The Lord certainly did come to sinners. He came to the publicans, the prostitutes, and the sinners, the thieves, and those wicked. But he never condoned their sin, but he came to them and preached to them about sin and their need of a Savior. And I believe that they certainly had respect to him in that. I don't think that he certainly didn't promote their sin and their wickedness. And as the Lord was a witness to them of the truth there, they didn't pursue their wicked behavior. I don't think that the Lord Jesus would have anything to do with this. And may God help that those that would claim the name of Christ, claim the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that they are now not even going to such places. Oh, it's a terrible, terrible thing, and may the Lord help us in it. The next passage I want to take a look at here is in Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5, here in the Sermon on the Mount, the Lord Jesus Christ, he's dealing with things that have been known by the people, those things that have been taken from the moral law given to Moses and to the children of Israel, the oracle of God, these things always having been true, and then the Lord gave them to Moses and to the nation of Israel to state them, and the Lord providing his word and his scripture, telling and opening up or declaring that which was always been so in the law of the Lord. And the Lord has taken these things and really telling what it's all about. And I want to just read this, and then we'll have to close for this time. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 27, you've heard that it was said of them of old time, thou shalt not commit adultery, taking another that is married. But I say unto you that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart. And so we see here that of men looking on women, lusting after them, and looking upon their bodies and physically in that. It is the committing of adultery in the heart. Well, I see that our time has passed for now. Farewell until next time. May the Lord bless you with his word and his truth.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-7918, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.